Father, we give you the adoration. Thank you for what you've done for us this moment already. Thank you for healing, for deliverance, and for liberty. We glorify you. In Jesus' name. Go ahead, give the Lord a big clap and a shout of praise. Shake somebody's hand, welcome them to the presence of the Lord as you take your seat. Things happened already. You came with a burden that is relieved. You came with a concern that is handled. You came with a sickness, a symptom that is dissolved. Can I see your hand up? Something, all right, God bless you. And everyone who is in that category, you would like to testify at the end of the war, at the end of this moment, you will be welcome to testify.
I need thee every hour, most gracious Lord. No tender voice like thine and peace afford. I need thee, oh, I need thee. Every hour I need thee. Oh, bless me now, my Savior. I come to you, every hour I need you. Oh, bless me now.
Ingredients of praise and worship. Part two. Psalm 100, verse 1 all the way to verse 4. He said, make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Know ye that the Lord, he is God. It is he that has made us, and not we ourselves. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him and bless his name. The Lord bless his word in Jesus' precious name. Our objective this morning is to understand what makes up true praise and worship. What is it that makes up true praise and worship? We said in the first service that true praise and worship is beyond just singing or dancing. It's beyond it. They are part of it. And they are very important part of it, as I will speak about later. But it's beyond just the physical action. There are ingredients, there are components that make praise impactful and undeniable in result. We shall look at them shortly, because praise is such a powerful tool. Powerful enough to dissolve the power of the night. Say that again. Praise has the power. It's a powerful tool. Powerful enough to dissolve the power of the night. When I speak about the night, I am speaking about the night seasons of life. In Acts chapter 16 verse 25, Bible said, and at midnight, Paul and Silas prayed and sang praises unto God, and the prisoners heard them. Suddenly, there was a great earthquake, so that the foundations of the prisons were shaken, and immediately all the doors were opened, and everyone's bands were loosed. They prayed. It looks like there wasn't a result yet. Then they sang praises. And something happened. In the first service, I itemized what the night season represented. And I'll go over it again. First, we said the night is the season of darkness, where it looks like you are fighting and confronting the forces of darkness. Praise can dissolve the power of the night. Number two, it is a season of fear, the fear of the unknown. Most times people fear in the night. At midnight, Paul praised. The fear died. It is a season of fear, fear of the unknown. Thirdly, it is a season of inaction. Most times, night time is most times sleep time, not work time. Inaction, where it appears like nothing is working. Number four, night time is a season of isolation. Nobody is visiting his friend by 2 a.m. or 3 a.m. You are generally on your own. It's a season that appears as if everyone has left you. You are on your own. Season of isolation. Number five, nighttime could be a season of depression. Weeping may endure for a night, the Bible said. So the night, most people said, I cried myself to sleep. It's a season, darkness of depression. What else is nighttime? All right, we'll move to the next. But at midnight, if you are in the night of your life, the night can be terminated by your praise. Secondly, I didn't say this in the first service, but I'll say it now. Praise is the answer to the prison. In case you found yourself in anything that looks like a prison, an imprisonment, and I'm going to identify to you what looks like a prison. You may not be in a physical prison, but it may appear as if there is a prison you have found yourself in. What does prison, what does it refer to? Number one, it refers to the life that is confined. Confined and contained. It's as if your life is in a confinement, in a container, confined and contained. Second, the prison refers to the life that has restrained freedom. Life with freedom restrained. You don't have your freedom. You are not free to do what you should do. That is, you are not physically in Kuje prison, or Suleja prison, or Kefi prison, or Kirikiri prison, or Ikoyi prison. But you know that your life, your freedom is restrained. For one reason or the other, you don't seem to be free to do what you should be doing. Number three, it is life with progress on hold. You know, if somebody is sentenced to prison for 30 years in this country, except for now, secondary school on hold, university on hold, except for now, that they have introduced some reforms. You are not talking of any business enterprise. You are not talking of any travel to America. Progress is on hold. Life with progress on hold. Number four is life with opportunities. Lost. Someone is in the prison and they say that there is a musical concert in Sheraton. It's not. There's nothing. Nothing makes him go there. There is a trade fair in America. He cannot go there. Opportunities lost. When you appear as if you are missing opportunities, you are not encountering the kind of opportunities you should, that seems to be a prison. And then life with deprivation and shortage. There is scarcity, shortage, deprivation. You are deprived. I don't know of a prisoner asking of more food. What they give you is what you have. Deprivation, shortage, scarcity. These are signs and symptoms of the prison. We just look at the signs of the night. This is the prison. And all of them answer to the force of praise. Praise terminates the night. Praise opens the prison. Suddenly, there was an earthquake. Suddenly, there was an earthquake. Suddenly, there was an earthquake. There was a shaking. Doors were open. Opportunities. Chains were broken. Somebody here today, I prophesy to you, every night the devil has kept you in. By the power of the praise this morning, you are coming out of that night. Every prison where the devil has kept you, you are stepping out of that prison. Shout the loudest amen. Very, very quickly. What ingredients? What forces are necessary if praise must produce this result? Number one force is the force of joyfulness. This will be actually number five, because we dealt with 4 points in the first service. We dealt with gratitude. And we dealt with understanding light or revelation, humility, submission, and sacrifice. Please just back up to those messages and listen to them, because they are very important. Go over it again. If you want your praise to have impact, you must be grateful. A heart of thankfulness. You can't be grumbling and be praising. Gratitude, thankfulness. Understanding light revelation. That is, your praise will be word-based. You have an understanding that you are not wasting your time, that your night is being pierced. Your prison is opening. Number three is humility, submission. Arrogant people can't praise God. Proud people can't praise God. Some think it is for those who don't have sense. The fourth, sacrifice. There is an element of giving in praise. Where your heart is, your treasure will be. Nobody can claim to be a worshiper of God who is not a giver. That was the four things we looked at in the last service. Now, so number five now, which is number one actually for this service, is joyfulness, gladness. Psalm 100 and in verse 1 said, enter his. He said, make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. He said in verse 2, serve the Lord with gladness, come before his presence with singing. Psalm 42 verse 1 and in verse 4. He said, as the heart pants, Psalm 42 verse 1, as the heart panted after the water brooks, so panted my soul after thee, O God. Then verse 4. When I remember these things, I pour out my soul in me. For I had gone with the multitude. I went with them to the house of God with the voice of joy and praise. If you will go with praise, you must go with joy. Psalm 43 verse 4 talks about the place of joy also. Then I will go unto the altar of God, unto God my exceeding joy. Yeah, upon the harp will I praise thee, O my God. Joy must walk with praise for praise to be acceptable. Jeremiah chapter 33 and in verse 11. Jeremiah 33 and in verse 11. The voice of joy, the voice of gladness, the voice of the bridegroom, the voice of the bride, the voice of them that say, praise the Lord of hosts, for the Lord is good, for his mercy endureth forever, and them that bring the sacrifice of praise, the voice of joy. James chapter 5 verse 13, the Bible says, is anyone afflicted, let him pray. But if anyone is merry, are you excited? Let him sing psalms. Let me say two things. First, that joy is a trait that guarantees access to the presence of God. It's a quality. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving, into his courts with praise. In his presence is fullness of joy. At his right hand are pleasures forevermore. If you don't possess fullness of joy, you can't inhabit his presence. Somebody say amen. So when the devil wants to keep you out of God's presence, he baptizes you with depression. Let me say the second thing. Joy is a choice, not a gift. Nobody is gifted to be happy. You make the choice to be happy. You make the choice for joy. You say, rejoice in the Lord. Again, I say, rejoice. So you don't say if you feel like. Philippians 4:4. Rejoice. So the devil wants you sad. You must make up your mind to be joyful. The joy is a choice, and the choice is a force that changes the story of your life. Somebody say amen. Nothing changes by depression, but things change with joy. Nothing changes by sadness, but things will change by gladness. Something is changing for somebody. If you are that person, say aloud amen. You have read Habakkuk chapter 3, verse 17 before. Even though the fig tree does not blossom, and the fruit is not in the vine, I planted, I didn't see the harvest. The labor of the olive is failing. I labor without result. The fields are yielding no meat. The flock is cut off from the fold. I can't see any head in the stalls. Yet, Somebody say yet. Look at the neighbor, say things have not happened. Things may not have happened the way you wanted. They may not have turned out the way you are expecting. Yet. Yet I will rejoice in the Lord. Not I will rejoice in my car. Not I will rejoice in my house. Not I will rejoice in my money. Not I will rejoice in my promotion. I will rejoice in the Lord. Because if your joy is tied to things, you can't sustain them. If your joy is tied to things, you can't sustain joy. But if your joy is tied to the Lord, you can sustain the joy. The joy will be durable because God is durable. I am the Lord, I change not. Therefore, you sons of Jacob, you are not consumed. Don't tie your joy to wife in case wife make you unhappy. Don't tie your joy to husband, because that one can make you very unhappy. You know, men are too solid. At times they can be so emotionless, so they don't really move. Don't tie your joy to job. Don't tie your joy to anything material. Otherwise, it can't be sustained. Tie your joy to the Lord. And if the devil cannot steal your joy, he cannot keep anything he stole from you. He must vomit it. He must refund what he carried. Hey! Hey! If God is speaking to you, shout the loudest, amen! Look at your neighbor, say, rejoice in the Lord. Rejoice in the Lord. So that is ingredient number 5 or number 1 for this service, is joyfulness. Number 2 is faith or belief. If you want your praise to have power, that praise must have the element of faith. Psalm 106 and in verse 12, the Bible said they believed his words. Then they sang his praise. They believed his word. Romans chapter 4 and in verse 20. The Bible said in Romans 4 and in verse 20, Abraham staggered not at the promise of God through unbelief, but was strong in faith, giving glory unto God. He was strong in faith. Strong faith equals pure praise. When your faith is strong, your praise is pure. Your praise will flow. In 2 Peter chapter 1 and in verse 18, 2 Peter chapter 1 and in verse 18, the Bible said, chapter 1 verse 8, sorry, 1:8. Did I get it wrong? 1 Peter 1:8. Rejoicing with joy unspeakable, full of glory. Whom, having not seen, you love. And whom though now you see not, yet believing, you rejoice. With joy unspeakable, full of glory. When you believe, you will rejoice. You will praise. What do you believe? My God shall supply all my needs according to his riches in glory. I may not see my supplies yet, but my supply is on the way, and I will not wait for the supplies to come. I will praise God to make the supplies happen. Jesus did not wait for the bread to be sufficient before he gave thanks. He gave thanks, and the thanksgiving multiplied the bread. Appreciation equals multiplication. If you can have the attitude of appreciation, you will live in the atmosphere of multiplication. Hi. Hola, hola. Appreciation is the fertilizer for multiplication. Everything grows around the praiser. Everything dries up around the murmurer. Have you seen Joel chapter 1 verse 12 before? That scripture is fire. Joel chapter 1 verse 12. The vine is dried up. The fig tree languishes. The pomegranate tree. The palm tree also. And the apple tree. Even all the trees of the field wither. Why? Because joy is withered in it. Ele. Ele. That's another ele. Everything dried up because joy dried up. The more joyless you are, the drier your life. That's why some of us rejoice and celebrate all the time. As my children, they will tell you. When we start talking, they start recording me. Recording. Because they know they will be laughing. They know there will be many things to make them laugh. So they just start recording. That's what he was doing to me the other day. In fact, I had to report my other daughter to the rest of them because we had an issue. You see, I made a phone call and we spoke, and at the end of the day I say, I'm grateful for the privilege given to me to talk to you. So she said, no sir, the privilege is hers. I said, Kai, don't do that. Are you dragging privilege with your father? I say something is mine, don't collect it. It was a serious discussion. Very, very, very serious. He said, no, sir. Do you mean if you say the privilege is yours, I should keep quiet? Those are the kind of... Yes, now you dragging privilege. It was a man. Everybody was just rolling and laughing and... It was a very legal question. Of all things, is it privilege you drag with me? Hey! You can deliberately decide to make life interesting. The thing that the devil wants to use to make you cry, make a joke out of it. One day we entered an aircraft. There was no space at all. They took us all the way to the last seat at the back. My wife said, what is happening? I said, they are taking us to owner's corner. I think it was the same plane. We were laughing and we sat down excited. All of a sudden, they moved us from the back all the way to the very front. The same. The front row. Without paying for it. It is over. Plain to us on us. Hallelujah. He said everything dried up because joy dried. Look at the neighbor. Say, don't allow your joy to dry. Look at someone. Say, don't allow your joy to dry. Tell somebody, say, don't allow the devil to put you under pressure. Your joy must not dry up. Help me, tell, stand up on your feet and help me. Tell five people around you. Tell them your joy must not dry up. 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 I see somebody's story changing right now. If you're the one, shout the loudest amen. And take your seat in the presence of the Lord. The praise The praise of faith says, I am not there yet, but I must get there. I am not yet where God wants me to be, but no devil can stop me. So I am not celebrating because of where I am now. I am celebrating because of where I'm going. I am dancing because I am going somewhere. Because a door is going to open for me. A change of story is coming for my life. And no devil can change it. Hey! Look at your neighbor and say, I may not have reached where I want to be, but I have left where I used to be. Isn't that true for somebody? Isn't that true for somebody? I may not have reached where I'm thinking of going, but I am sure I have left where I used to be. I have left where the devil wants me to be. I have left the realm of begging and borrowing. I have left the realm of affliction. Hey! Give the Lord the praise we shall celebrate right now. Let me turn you loose so that we can celebrate God. And so we have that element of faith. And faith is the guarantee of our rewards. Whatever we do that we have done with faith. According to Hebrews chapter 11 verse 6. You praise with faith. Believing that whatever happens, God is on the throne. Whatever happens, stories must change. Whatever happens, my position is not my destination. My position is not my destination. Where I am now is not where I will end, even in the realm of the anointing. Where I am now, there are miracles we haven't seen yet. There are manifestations we haven't seen yet. There are moves of power and glory we haven't seen yet. Hallelujah. Number 6 is reverence. That's number 3. Ingredient of true praise and worship is reverence, which is talking about the fear of the Lord. Fear of God. Psalm 22 and in verse 23, he said, ye that fear the Lord, praise him. Ye that fear the Lord, praise him. Ye that fear the Lord, praise him. Psalm 101 verse 9 to 10. Psalm 101. 101 to 1. Are you giving me that, Psalm? 111 verse 9, 10. Alright. Let's shift to Revelation chapter 19 and in verse 5. And a voice came out of the throne saying, praise our God, all ye his servants, and ye that fear him, both small and great. Reverence for God means the refusal to be over familiar with God. The refusal of familiarity. Reverence for God is the combination of respect and fear. You fear him with respect. Healthy respect. Not taking God for granted. He's my God, he's my Father, so he can't do me anything. No, sir. What happened? How couldn't you give me some 111 verse 9 and 10? He sent redemption unto his people. He had commanded his covenant forever. Holy and reverend is his name. His name is reverend. will revive him. Fear and reverence. Finally, consecration, which means separation. It's another word for holiness. Psalm 29 verse 2, he said, give unto the Lord the glory due unto his name. Worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness. 1 Chronicles 16:29 admonishes us also to worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness. In 2 Chronicles 5:13 to 15, we saw the priest worshiping God with clean, clear garment. Clean, clear garment. And the glory of God fell. Pure praise is a product of a clear conscience. Say that again. Pure praise is a product of clear conscience. You lie, you cheat, you dupe, fraudulent, bitter, hateful, unforgiving, malicious. Praise cannot be pure. Pure praise is the product of a clear conscience. That praise that God will accept. That praise that God will honor. That God will reward. Is a product of a clear conscience. And acceptable praise is done in the beauty of holiness. Conclusion. The same conclusion. Don't just praise for fun. Don't praise for formality or routine. Praise impactfully. Praise effectively. With the forces that we just mentioned. Not for fun. Not for formality. Not for routine. It's time to clap or to jump. No. Come to God with joyfulness. Come to God with gratitude. Come to God with revelation, understanding. Come to God with faith. Come to God with humility. Come to God with reverence. Come to God with consecration. Come to God with sacrifice. And the praise is acceptable. I have always known that there is nothing God ever asks somebody to do that is profitless. Everything God asks man to do is profitable. Let me tell you something. You know that the Bible says that children should be circumcised on the eighth day. And the medical research was done and realized that the eighth day, according to that particular research, the prothrombin level in the blood, which is very relevant in clotting factor, is highest in the blood on the eighth day. That is, God is saying, if you circumcise this boy on the eighth day, the likelihood of bleeding to death is not there. It's minimal. Any other day, the blood level could be lower than the eighth day. I'm the one who made man, so I know the system. Do it on the eighth day. When he said they shouldn't eat pig in the Old Testament, today's pig is different. Which they are rearing in piggeries. But then, the pig is a scavenger animal. This pig actually was wired to clear the surface of dead things. It's the most infected animal, as far as research was concerned. It has two enzymes, cadaverin and morticin. Both of them are enzymes to degenerate dead bodies. Let's look at the guy there. So when he said, don't touch it, he's saying, I want to spare you of infection. Like I said, the days have changed a bit. They now rear pigs in places where they don't enter the mud like this. But when the Lord said, praise,
That's right. That's right.
Uncle is just relaxed. He's not aware that there's any challenge in this world. He's unconcerned. He's in the cool of the day. Almost appears as if he's smiling. Now when God said, we should praise him, we praise ye the Lord with the dance. The praise has its own. The endorphins and the happy hormones, what they do to the body. Stress destruction in the body. But go to the dance. There's a research that just came. Can you put it on the screen? That dance can lead to one better health. A study done by the New England Journal of Medicine. This was sent to me by the chief consultant pathologist here in our national hospital. He's the overall head of our department. A study done by the New England Journal of Medicine found that dancing can boost your memory and even prevent the onset of dementia. Other studies have also found that aerobic dance exercises can reverse volume loss in the part of the brain that controls memory, the hippocampus, which tends to shrink during late adulthood. Taking the time to remember steps and changing movements of a dance is also a great way to challenge your brain, no matter your age. Scientists have found cognitive skills such as planning and organizing also improve with an exercise like dance. 2, improve flexibility. The movements associated with dance can increase flexibility and reduce stiffness, the joints. Don't overexert yourself though. Even the simple stretches associated with dancing can help ease joint pain and any soreness from other more strenuous exercises. Hola, hola. The floor is set. Stand up on your feet. Hey! Hey! So when you see me move my leg like this, listen, let me tell you. Can I show you a secret now? My wife may not have known this, but there are times when I have stood for a long time and there is lower back, just the back here, a little bit. I've been standing for a long time. And I just stoop like this. By the time I'm through, it is gone. By the time I'm through, it is gone. Hey! Hey! Somebody give the Lord a big clap and a shout of praise. You are going to take 2 minutes of a new beginning dance, and let God know that you believe your story is changing and things are changing. Help me walk to 7 people. Tell them, I want to celebrate. I want to dance. I want to rejoice in the Lord. Let's go.
Body. Lord, you are worthy.
Yeah. Christ too. I will thank you. Somebody ask your neighbor, are you dancing the what? 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 Are you dancing the what?
Yes, the Spirit of the Lord comes upon my soul.
Oh, yeah, let me see you there.
And I will dance for my God. Is
somebody ready? Is somebody ready?
feel my soul. He's love, I come. Say, I believe. Do you believe it now? Say, my chain is taken away.
My pain is taken away.
My pain.
My pain is taken away.
I believe. Do you believe now? So we raise a banner.
I raise a banner.
My God.
My God.
For the living. My living.
Something happened from the first segment of this worship to even right now. Just step into the middle there. Lift up your hand. I see somebody's worry just disappear. Not just that you have stopped worrying. The supply, the answer to the worry has just arrived. The reason why you have been anxious, you have been worried and tensed up, God has just released that answer right now. All you are here to do is to receive it. Lift your hands. When I say in the name of Jesus, you scream, I receive. The meaning is I receive my answers. I receive my solution. I receive my supply. I receive my change of story. Are you ready? Lift your hands high. Father, let it be. When I scream in the name of Jesus, you scream, I receive. In the name of Jesus! disasters are relieved. And I decree before this week is out, you will testify that the answers are relieved. Give the Lord a big clap and a shout of praise. Take your seat in the presence of the Lord.